James chapter 4, verse 17. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. Our actions should match our knowledge. If the Lord wills was a common Greek expression and a Latin motto, Deo Volente, abbreviated as DV, for centuries. Committed, pious Christians always said DV. The expression survived through the years. In fact, my 90-plus-year-old grandmother still says, if it's the Lord's will, from time to time. The phrasing acknowledges that God's will is supreme and the uncertainty of tomorrow is in His hands. We cannot count on the future, for tomorrow is not promised. The only one who knows the future is God. We show wisdom by recognizing God's hands on our future and applying our energy in the here and now to carry out our Christian duty. In this passage, James warns believers that boasting about tomorrow can display a mistaken confidence in self when stated without acknowledging God. In essence, we exclude God from our plans. We do not allow Him to guide our plans. If we try to cut out God, either by deliberate action or unconscious inaction, the result is sin. We can maintain a balance by keeping the will of God foremost in our hearts and minds. Our future is conditional to God's will, not ours. Our charge is to go where He leads us, when He leads us, and allow Him to take care of the tomorrows. In James 4:17, James uses the words then to link back to his earlier comment in James chapter 1. Paraphrasing his points from the latter parts of this chapter, we can say, hear the word, listen to the word, do what the word says. Now he is saying, if we know what to do, then do it. Otherwise, it is a sin. We are to stay close to God and understand and do His will day by day. Doing His will is the present duty of every believer. As we mature in Christ, it is important to develop an urgency to accomplish the revealed will of God for our lives. Frankly, we have less time left on the earth than we did yesterday. Just as the clock reminds us of the fleeting time as it echoes tick-tock, so should the Lord's will echo in our hearts and minds as now, 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 do my will now. To delay doing what we know is His will, or to be indifferent, is a sin of omission. To disobey God willfully is a sin of commission. Both will come in the judgment of God. Our job as believers is to finish everything God gives us as soon as we know His direction. It is our duty because we do not have a promise of tomorrow in which to finish the task. There are two great certainties about things that shall come to pass. One is that God knows, and the other is that we do not know. Since we do not know, we might be tempted to take James's words to the extreme. We can either become hyper-holy and preface everything we say and do with, if it's God's will, or we can be couch potato Christians and wait for His return because we're not sure if it is His will. This passage does not call us to either extreme. We are to keep God central in what we are doing and yield to His guidance. We are to translate into immediate action the will of God and understand and seek His guidance as we follow Him. Saying if the Lord wills is not to be a catchphrase or trivialized in that way. It is to be a lifestyle. DV, my brother. DV, my sister. Now, now, now. Do His will. Now. Questions. Discover. How central is God in your plans for tomorrow and next year? Discuss with a prayer partner. B. Which type of sin do you commit more often? The sin of omission or the sins of commission, and why? Number two, develop. When God puts something on our hearts to take care of, what is your average reaction time? A minute? A day? A month? A year? Or have you even started yet? B, how do you practice dependence on God? Share some examples in the comment box below. Demonstrate. A, What do you need to do to be better at aligning yourself with God's will? B. Share with a prayer partner or class member an unexpected consequence you experienced by following God's will, even when it led to an area you thought you did not want to go. This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.